Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Barely Mexican. I am Miguel Garcia, and, well, barely Mexican. Just a quick update, if you listened to the last episode. I have my electricity, so shout out to LaVey and Blair for letting me crash at y'all's place till I got that sorted out. So I have electricity. I'm back in my apartment, and I'm avoiding all my responsibilities by making this podcast instead of doing all of the stuff I told my friends I was going to do today. Which I think is fine, because who's going to stop me? Well, and then it's fine too, because I work Saturday and then I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So what I'm going to do with all this free time, I don't really know. I'll figure it out. I'll probably go insane. Well, I'm already insane. But yeah. Anyways, I have electricity. It feels nice to take warm showers, sleep in my own bed instead of my friend's couch. And just be in my own house. Like, this is my home. It's not a lot. It's just not necessarily the nicest apartment, but it is mine. And I kind of love it. And I kind of don't want to give it up. Well, not that I'm getting evicted or anything. I'm not that bad. But it's fine. God, I sound like that meme where like everything's on fire and be like, it's fine. This is fine. So fun, exciting news for the two people who listen to this podcast. I went on a date last week. And it went really well. I'm still talking to her. It's still fairly new. She does live 45 minutes, maybe like an hour away. I don't know. We met 45 minutes from where I work, like for where I live. And then she like told me she also lives 45 minutes from there. So I don't know. I'm not good at math. I don't necessarily know how far that is. It went really good. We went to Olive Garden. And then we went and overlooked the city on Trans Mountain. So that was really nice. It was really fun. I was too shy to ask to like hold her hand or like make any move, because that's just who I am as a person. And I feel like I have to get to know somebody first before I can be like, hey girl. So hopefully now I'm just concerned of like what we should do for a second date, because I have no idea. Some of my friends are like, let's go ice skating, let's do this, or go do that, and or go to Topgolf. And I was just like, I don't know what any of those things are. I don't golf. I'm not athletic. I was like, if sleeping was a sport, I'd go to the Olympics. That's how athletic I really am. Which is sad, because I used to be in baseball. Like, I used to be in, like, machine pitch, where they, like, put the ball through a machine and it, like, hurls at you at, like, 80 miles an hour. And I used to get hit by that ball a lot. And then I did that for like a year and stopped. My mom wouldn't let me quit. But my mom would also get mad because I would like actually hit the ball when she wasn't there. But then every time she showed up to my games, I would suck. So yeah, still disappointing my mom to this very day. Shout out to my mother. So the day went fine. It went really good. I didn't tell her I had a podcast or anything like that, because I didn't know how to like drop that into a conversation. So hopefully she isn't one of the two people who listen to this and be like, hey, what a weirdo. But if you are listening, hello. But yeah, it went really good. It went like, I don't know. I kind of just want to get to know her more, and be like, I don't know. I think it could be the start of something. There's hope. But anyways, I went on a date, so I'm pretty enthusiastic over the fact that I'm more than likely, like, there's a slight chance I won't die alone anymore. Slight, not by a lot. Like, it went from like 0.1 to like 0.2% chance that I'm not gonna die alone. But it was exciting, it was fun. I was fairly proud of myself for actually like putting myself out there. And it was nice because she did most of the talking and I didn't feel like I had to like carry the conversation. Which I was really worried about, because if I have to carry a conversation, then it's just going to be awkward, because that's just who I am. I don't know how to carry a conversation with people. I don't know how to talk about people. I don't know how to small talk in general. I really don't. Like, talk about the weather. I don't watch sports, so I can't, like, be like, hey, did you watch the game this weekend? Like, because I would rather die. That's really dramatic, but I find a sports really important. And I think she said she was a Giants fan too. So, like, if she finds out I don't like sports, hopefully that's not a deal breaker. But at the same time, like, I could go to, like, a sporting event with my friends and, like, still be fine and, like, still have a good time because I'm with my friends. So I guess it just doesn't matter. I don't know. I'm probably either. Yeah, it just went from, like, a point. It went back down to a point one. I'm going to die alone. Like, so yay me. But anyways, so as we're, what is it, January 24th? Dang, this month is going by fast. This month is going by pretty fast for it being a January, because I feel like Januarys usually go kind of like sluggish, and then boom, next thing you know, you're in like March. but all of a sudden, like, I don't know, this month has been a freaking roller coaster, man. Oh my god. So much has happened. Even like my family life, it's been kind of intense. My anxiety has acted up like nobody's business. Like, my brain is just like, LOL, you're dying. And I'm just like, what do you mean I'm not? I'm fine. Like, I can breathe, I can see. And then my brain's just like, you're dying, something's wrong. Like, everybody in the world hates you. And I'm just like, I don't even know that many people, but everybody I do know does hate me. Just kidding. But anyways, so it's been an interesting month, but I'm here now. I feel like I have a grip. I don't know what I have a grip on. Like, I at least feel more in control than I did before, just for the fact that, like, the past couple weeks, like, I just felt like someone else was just running this operation. Like, someone else, like, I wasn't me running my body. You know, like, I wasn't the one saying these things. I wasn't the one thinking these things. I wasn't the one, like, moving or doing whatever it was in the situation. And that's a really weird feeling. And I don't know if they have a word for that. I don't even know if that's a thing. I don't know. I mean, I doubt I've ever been the, like, only person in the world who's ever felt this feeling. but it was a very odd experience. And I've been having, like, really weird dreams at night. Well, really sad, like, depressing dreams that just, like, don't help anything when I wake up in the morning. And it sucks because, and it's really weird, too, because it all just hits the worst in the morning. Like, when I wake up, like, there's a split second of, like, bliss of just me trying to figure out where I am and, like, what happened. And then it all just, like, floods in. And I'm just like, okay, this is too much emotions. And for someone who wasn't, like, really taught how to process emotions, because my mom was just like, oh, well, you just bottle that stuff up and you bury it and you set it on fire and then you walk away until something bad happens, and then it all just, like, comes out, and then you break down, and then you walk it off like a badass in a superhero movie where there's, like, a giant explosion in the back and you're just, like, walking away all nonchalantly. So I wasn't taught how to process my emotions properly. So when things like this happen, it becomes a very unsettling thing, because I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why I'm feeling this. I don't know what's causing this. I don't know. Like, I just feel so helpless. And then that just gets me, like, even more anxious. So I think it's official. I need to see a therapist. And I'm working on it. I'm working on being prepared to, like, well, for one, open my life up to a stranger and, like, who understands, especially someone who understands my background, because growing up, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, everyone kind of has, like, well, I wouldn't say everybody has a bad childhood. Not that my, I don't know, there was just some shitty times in my childhood. There was some real rough times. Like, there was, I mean, my grandma was the kind of person, like, if one person pissed her off, then we were all in trouble. Like, because I was raised with four other grandchildren. So it's just, like, if one did something bad, we all got punished, and that's not necessarily, I don't think, fair or right. But I mean, hey, to each his own when it comes to raising kids. But at the same time, like, there were a lot of situations that I feel like could have been handled differently and could have, you know, been avoided altogether had there been support that I needed. Or, and so, yeah, so there's a lot of, like, lately a lot of, like, my childhood trauma has been coming up, which is not as fun as it sounds. I don't know, like, it's just, like, sometimes these, like, weird feelings of just, like, not feeling like I'm enough or feeling like I'm not okay, and just, it's rough. Like, it's rough to just go through, and, like, and it's crazy, too, because, like, these thoughts come up, and then I have to, like, think to myself and be like, okay, no, like, this isn't right. This isn't, like, this is wrong. Like, this, like, this isn't you. This is something else. Like, keep going, keep pushing, keep going, keep, don't stop. Like, yes, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But at the same time, like, keep going. Whatever you do, just don't stop. And it's crazy because, like, I kind of had a conversation with one of my, with LaVey, a friend of mine. And I was just, like, I just completely broke down in front of her and Blair, her roommate. And was just, like, I was like, I can't do it anymore. I'm holding a lot of stuff in. And then she's like, what happened? Talk to us about it. And I'm like, I can't. It hurts. Like, even just, you know, pondering things, like, it hurts. Like, remembering certain things, it hurts. There was a lot of, there was a lot of times of me personally where I felt rejected by, well, for one, like, my dad, he wasn't really there. And he, like, in straight up in front of me when I was trying to get to know him, straight up just told another kid who wasn't even his. He was like, well, I love you, son. Always be there for you, son, and all this other stuff. So then I went and just played soccer. I'm not even athletic, but I'd rather go run around kicking a ball than have to hear that. Wow, that's really depressing. Okay, this podcast took this episode took a real fun turn. So sorry for bumming you guys out. But I think for the most part, it's to just remember that, like, and it's crazy too, because, like, LaVey was telling me, she was like, well, you're not alone. She's like, I know you feel alone, but you're not alone. She was like, you have people you care about, like, that care about you, that need you, that, she was just like, she was just like, you don't see the effects of how you help these people and everything like that. And I was just like, okay, but I just feel like I'm getting in everybody's way. I just feel like I'm making situations worse. Like, I just feel like I am just the root of everybody's problem. And maybe that's just conceited of me to think, like, I'm, like, everybody's issue. But no, like, at the same time, it's kind of just like, I feel like I can only, like, I don't know how to comfort people. Like, recently there was a family event that was really personal and really hard to get through. And so I didn't know how to comfort anybody. I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just like, okay, well, let's just pretend like we're not broken, because that's what I have to do to get through the day. And that's not necessarily okay for everybody, you know, because some people just need to fall apart and some people need, you know, and that's fine. Like, if you need to break down, break down. I'm never the one to judge, but I just don't know how to comfort people. I don't know how to sit there and be like, everything's going to be okay, when I don't know that it is. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, everything's going to be fine and everything's going to get better and we'll figure things out, for the fact that I don't know that. I don't know that to be the case, because every time I've told myself that, it kind of just went out the window and went in a different direction. But at the same time, you know, there's still the hope that things will get better and stuff and things like that. But I just don't know how to comfort people. And I feel like I just make awkward situations a lot worse. And it was rough. And so when I was breaking down, I was just like, I can't carry these burdens anymore. I can't, you know, hold on to these things anymore. Like, I basically said I can't carry on, which was really scary for me. because, like, I mean, no one wants to reach that point. No one, like, it was such a low point where I was just like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. And thank God for my friends, because they kind of just, like, talked me off the ledge. They were just like, you can do this. You're not alone. You're strong. And, like, and I may have not believed it in the moment, but, and I may not actually believe it now, but at the same time, like, these people rely on me. I don't know why. I don't understand it. I'm like, the least responsible person there is. But at the same time too, like, when it comes to personal issues that they come to me with, and I'm never rude, like, I'm never like, oh, can't relate or anything like that. Like, I just don't say anything because I don't know what to say. And I don't want them to not come to me with their problems, because, you know, that's what friends are for. I come to them with my problems. I lay that crap all over the place and be like, here, I'm a broken person. And they accept me just fine. But, I'm not saying that they shouldn't come to me for their problems, because I love them and I adore them and I want to help them any way that I can. But the only thing is I just don't know how. The only thing is I don't know how to comfort people. I don't know how to sit there and be like, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. What will be, what will be. And at the end of the day, like, that's kind of a crappy thing to say to someone where they're feeling down and sad. And you're like, well, what will be, what will, you know, it'll be what it'll be. And, but at the end of the day, like, you kind of have to think of it like that. Like, you have to be like, you know what, this sucks and this hurts and this is agonizing. And I just want to hold myself off into this room and never leave. But at the same time, like, that doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help you, you know, like, that just leaves more holes in people's lives than it should have. And it's crazy because you don't realize the effect of someone's life until they're gone. And it hurts and it sucks and it's sad and it is what it is, but we're making the best of it. And so at the end of the day, I think all I'm really trying to say is, if you're out there and you're listening, whoever you are, whatever you're going through, I don't know you personally. Or maybe I do. I don't know. There's hope. Because right now, that's all I have to cling on to, is that the fact that I will get out of this mess. I will become a better person. I will one day have everything I've ever dreamed of and more. And it may not necessarily come the way I want it to come, or, of course, there's going to be bumps in the roads, but there has to be something better. There has to be something more than just me constantly struggling to understand what's going on around me. And so if you're out there and you're listening, just cling on to the hope that there's another day, that, you know, you can take this in strides and move on with your life and get over it, healthily, you know, don't rely on drugs and alcohol. Don't, you know, pick up these unhealthy coping mechanisms, you know, let go of the past, be okay with yourself. And I mean, it's easier said than done, because I was literally crying 5 minutes before this episode even started. And this is kind of helping me just clear the air, but at the same time, like, there's hope, there's options, there's always options. There's always more than one option. And it's just like, just cling on to the fact that you may not be in a place where you want to be right now, but that doesn't mean you still can't get there. That doesn't mean that that thing can't still happen. And there's still hope, and hopefully you can come to peace with whatever it is that is keeping you up at night, or, you know, making you sleep a lot during the day, or whatever it is negative that you just for some reason don't know how to let go, just like me, or whatever it is you're going through. I don't know your guys' situation, though I would love to, you know, just hold on to hope. And sometimes I know there doesn't really feel like there's a lot of it these days, especially with everything that is going around in this world and everything that is happening. It seems the world gets darker and darker. But it doesn't always have to be so dark. And you can help shed some light in the world, you know? And who knows what the impact you can make? I'm not saying, you know, you have to cure cancer or whatever. I mean, you could. But at the same time, like, it's okay if the only person you save in this lifetime is you, you know? And so just hold on to hope that things will get better and things, you know, no matter what you're going through, where you are in your life, that things will be okay, because this week was really rough and I'm still dealing with some things, but that's fine. That's okay. I'll figure it out, hopefully. And so, you know, just if you ever feel like you need to talk, you can email me, tell me your story at barelymexican95@gmail.com. I'll respond. I'll, you know, if you want me to share it, I'll share it. If you don't want me to share it, I won't share it. But just don't leave before it's time. I mean, you know, don't close the curtains before they're ready. You know, there's still a story to tell. There's still things to experience. There's still people to meet. There's still things to do. And, you know, right now, it may be bad and it may be horrible, but at the same time, things will get better. So if you're listening, you know, and you're having these really dark thoughts, or you're not sure what to do or how to cope, or you just need somebody to talk to, you know, you could always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. It's open 24/7. They even have an online chat. Or just reach out, you know. Just know that you make a difference in ways that you don't understand. And you always have people there for you. And you might not think it right now, or you might not, you know, I don't know your situation, but don't do anything you're not supposed to. So, but yeah, on that note, I'm going to actually go clean my house this time. And now that I got all that stuff off my chest, again, if you want, feel free to email me, barelymexican95@gmail.com. And I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care. God bless. And we look forward to talking to you next week.